Good morning, friends. It is good to see you this morning. And I do mean good to see you. Many thanks to the property team for all the work they put in this past week in the installation of the new lights here in the sanctuary. The old fluorescent lights were so old that they no longer made those bulbs, and our stockpile of replacements had run out. These new lights are adjustable LEDs, more energy efficient, and made to last for 28 years, I'm told. They also put in protective screens on the fixtures to keep the occasional bat from getting stuck in there. Thank you for all the work you guys did to bring this project together. As we gather for worship, I invite you to take a moment to let us know that you're here, either by filling out the attendance form in the pad at the end of your row, following the QR code in your bulletin, or by clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. However you're joining us this morning, we are glad that you're here. You can fill out one of the prayer cards that looks like this in the row alongside you as well, or simply type your prayer request into the chat thread. The kids will collect them a little later in the service. Many thanks to those of you who came early and joined us in our congregational forum this morning. You have heard about some of the financial challenges the church was facing at the end of last year. I love the way that this church family came together and had difficult conversations, problem solving together. As a result of your incredible generosity and God's faithfulness, alongside some wise stewardship by the finance and leadership teams, we were able to pass what projects to be a balanced budget for the year ahead. Thank you. Stone Church is such a vibrant church family, enriching all our lives and making the community around us and the world a better place. Thank you for all the ways you serve and care for one another to make this the incredible faith community that it is. Now, one of the new income lines was a renewed focus on our grocery card program. Did you know that if 50 families purchased just $100 in grocery cards a week, $100 for groceries that you already buy, did you know that the grocery stores would kick in 5% to the church? And that comes out to more than $10,000 a year towards the ministry of Stone Church? To help energize that program, Belle and Emily are developing a subscription program to make it as easy as possible to support the church in that way. You'll get an email this week that'll link you to a form where you can sign up. You can either sign up and then make arrangements for your bank to automatically send the money and we'll mail you the cards each month, or you can sign up to get text reminders, and on the first Sunday of each month, we'll have a table set up in the back. You can bring your checkbook, buy your grocery cards. You pay $100, you get $100 worth of grocery cards, and the grocery store gives us $5, just like that. It can really make a difference. Stay tuned for more information. Next Sunday, we're also excited to launch a new Sunday school class for the youngest among us. Children aged 2 to 1st grade are invited to this new class. We'll meet downstairs in the nursery during the Sunday school hour to learn the stories of Jesus and make new friends. If there's a kid of that age in your life, we hope you'll plan to check it out. And of course, our other Sunday school classes for older kids on up through adults will be back again next week as well. As you know, our church sends delegations to Guatemala to work together with our partner school, Asturias Academy, in Guatemala. We've been doing this for, 20 years? 20 years now? We're sending multiple delegations this coming summer. There is a medical delegation that goes down, an educational delegation, and this year there's a new delegation, an elementary delegation, where we're partnering kids from our church with kids of the same age from our partner school and doing activities and adventures. It's a bilingual, cross-cultural experience that should be fantastic. The deadline to sign up for any of those delegations is this week. is this week so that we can get plane tickets and everything in place. If you have any questions or want to know more, Henry Thurston Griswold, can you raise your hand? Is here. Please talk to him after worship and you can get more updates. It's an incredible opportunity. I think if visas come through, there is also a plan for a reverse delegation, students from Guatemala to come here to Huntingdon this summer and be a part of our community for a couple of weeks as well. We are looking forward to it. This morning in worship, we return to our Love the Lord Your God series by wondering together what it means to love the Lord your God with all your soul. Which first raises the question, what's a soul anyway? I invite you to ponder that one as the music of the prelude centers us into our time of worship together. In this series, as we are guided by the Shema, the declaration from Deuteronomy 6 that faithful Jews have been praying twice a day for thousands of years, would you join me as we pray it together? You'll find it printed in your bulletins. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. As we allow these words to continue to seep into our very beings, I invite you to breathe and pray with me. Feel your feet firmly planted on the ground. Breathe in. Love the Lord. Breathe out with all your soul. Breathe in. Love the Lord. Breathe out with all your soul. Breathe in. Love the Lord. Breathe out with all your soul. Amen.
Psalm 119, verses 17 through 24. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt. For I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselor.
It is time for the younger among us to collect up prayer cards. If you have a prayer card, hold it up so that they can collect that and then come on forward. Oh, I'll get in trouble. I am so glad to see you, and I have a very exciting thing for us today. I am going to teach you a new word in another language, okay? The word, it's a Hebrew word, and the word is nephesh. Can you say that?
Nephesh.
Anybody know what it means?
Sounds like net and fish.
Well, it is a word that in our Bibles gets translated as soul. And it can be hard to know what a soul is, can't it? It's not exactly physical, and it's not exactly just emotional, but I have some things that'll help us, because nephesh also means throat. Where's your throat? Yeah. So I have this picture that looks like nephesh. Do you see it?
Those are birds.
Those are baby birds. Can you make that face? That's exactly right. This is nephesh. They are all throat, aren't they? It's just throat. And everything they need to live passes through the throat. This? No, I took it off of line. This is also nephesh. And it's kind of funny, isn't it? So I think that sometimes when things are hard to understand, like soul, I like to use poetry to help me because it can make me imagine things in new ways and think in new ways. And so today, for our scripture, we are reading, Martha is reading for us, different selections of Psalm 119 that are supposed to help us reflect and wonder about what a soul is. Now, Psalm 119 is an acrostic poem. Do you know what an acrostic poem is?
It's a poem.
It is a poem. And each... Yeah, each line or section starts with the same letter. So Psalm 119, each line of the section starts with a particular letter. And it's a great way to learn. You might have done some of these in school. In fact, I actually have, I can't reach it. My arms aren't long enough. Excuse me, Sally. I wrote you guys a poem, an acrostic poem. So... here is nephesh. Yeah, you guys have probably done these. Yeah, it's called acrostic. See, I'm teaching you another new word. So here's my poem for you about nephesh. Not a trapped ghost. Even not just a throat. Physical and not, all at once. Hard to fully understand. Entire self is a start. So is our longing, desire, passion. Have one? More like you are one. So that's my poem for Nefesh. And I thought that maybe it would be fun for us to also write an acrostic poem together about loving God. So I want you to start thinking about what it looks like or what it means to you to love God. What are some things you can do to love God? What are some things? Or what are ways you grow in loving God?
Go to church.
Go to church. Hey, look, there's a G.
Go to, you read the Bible?
Church. Let's see if we can make that make the reading the Bible one. So
Ezra is awesome,
but maybe oh, the intinction. So communion. So we, we do love. Okay, do you want L, that first L to be love? Who do you love? How about each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love each other.
Let's figure out how we are going to do, how about, what's
obituary.
That? Eat the bread. I love that.
Obituary.
Eat. Thank you, Pastor Ben.
It's a group project.
It is a group project. Eat the bread. Okay, how can we
obituary.
Do one? We're not going to use obituary. How about open the Bible? Marshall, you said read the Bible. How about open the Bible? You do? Open our hearts. I love it.
How about D for drink God's blood? Drink Jesus.
That's making me sound like a vampire.
Drink the cup. We'll do drink the cup. Drink the cup. Okay, now we just need a V. What's a V?
Evil.
How about we value each other? I love it. Thank you, Anne. Okay, let's read our poem about loving God. Love each other. Open. Oops, I didn't do the whole. Sorry. Okay, love each other. Open the Bible. Value each other. Eat the bread. Go to church. Open our hearts. Drink the cup. I love it. You guys did great. Now that you know how to write an acrostic poem, what I'm hoping is that when you go back to your seats, you will write an acrostic poem today that you will use your name. Adults, you can do this too if you would like. Use your name, so write your name down the side, and then I want you to think about your soul, your nefesh, and write about the things you're passionate about, or places where you're driven or excited or feel most alive. Where do you feel most alive? Things you love about yourself or love doing. Write an acrostic using your name and those things. And please make sure you come and show me. I have some crayons and paper for us that we'll get after we pray. So let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For making us living souls.
Help us love you
with our whole nefesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Psalm 19:25 through 32.